There's a suggestion we should be talking to Daniel Peacock, one of the rising stars of the golf world. We should be, and we are, because we've managed to track him down. Daniel, good morning.
Hello.
Daniel, explain to me where exactly you are within the great world of golf, a world dominated in many ways by people from this part of the world.
I just recently turned pro. So growing up as a juvenile, I played golf in Northern Ireland, played to a pretty high standard, selected to play for Ulster and stuff like that, played off a scratch handicap. I moved overseas, spent some time in Asia, got married, ended up moving to New Zealand. I worked in the golf industry and played off a plus four handicap in New Zealand. And recently, a year ago, moved back home to Northern Ireland and got a handicap of around scratch again, played a couple of scratch cups, did well in them, and got offered some sponsorship and the opportunity to turn pro, and I did.
So what's the next step for you as a relatively young man? What's the next step in a world that could bring great riches? Is that what you'd be hoping for?
Absolutely, that's the dream, isn't it? But I'm planning on playing in the Euro Pro Tour, which is all over the UK. Some decent money in it, and it's a stepping stone to the sort of European tour. So I want to go on to it and gain some experience, and then I'll go at the end of this coming year, I'll go to tour school for the European tour.
And I'm led to believe, too, from, you know, because we're throwing this out this morning with regards to people we should be highlighting coming through, maybe people just under the radar, people who've only been occasionally on the back pages, others who are yet to be discovered, that religion is hugely important to you.
That's correct, yes. I growing up, I've been a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, so... is born and raised in that church, and even still, every Sunday, I will take my wife and son to church for a couple of hours, and we'll spend a lot of time together as a family. So religion, yeah, has definitely played a huge part in my life.
So
sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so that means you're a Mormon, doesn't it?
Yes. So for whenever I turned 18, the reason I was in Asia was because... at the age of 18, you have the opportunity to, as a young man, to serve a mission. Sometimes you might see guys in the street with a badge on their chest. I was one of those guys, but I served my time in Hong Kong. So I speak fluent Cantonese. My wife is from Hong Kong, and we have a baby boy now. So it was an amazing experience where I got to embrace a new culture, a new language, and to share some of my beliefs with other people. So. Definitely plays a huge part in my life and in my family's life.
Well, Daniel, one final question to you. When the Open finally comes to Portrush in July, where will you be that day? Will you be watching it from somewhere else around the world? Will you be there? Will you be mingling? Where will you be?
I will be going to the qualifying for it, so let's hope I make it and I can play in it.
That is a big step, isn't it? But that's why people are saying that you should be more regularly in the media. And there is a disadvantage to you that we've got superstars of golf here already. People like you who are just brewing and coming through maybe don't get the profile you deserve.
Possibly. But let's hope I have somewhat of a successful year this year and see if I can progress.
What would it mean to you to actually qualify to play in Portrush?
Oh, it'd be incredible. I love Portrush. I've played it many, many times. And being an Irishman, I know how to play in tough conditions and on tough golf courses. So, but there's, you know, that level of golf is obviously a huge step up. But on the right day, at the right time, you know, I'm capable of playing that level of golf. So I will go to qualifying for it. And hopefully I'm able to play well and get a spot. If not, I'll be there supporting.
Well, listen, every success in the professional game, and thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure. Thank you very much.
It's another fine young ambassador from this part of the world doing particularly well in his chosen sport, golfer Daniel Peacock. So 0289030305 is the best number to get us on if you want to suggest someone who's maybe not getting the recognition they deserve. 0289030305.